Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Bride Bought and Paid For by Helen Bianchin, narrated by Simone Phillips.
Chapter 1. A blustery rain shower whipped around the tram as it rode steel tracks towards the heart of Melbourne City. The month of October in the Southern Hemisphere rested on the cusp between spring and summer. Neither one nor the other, and tended to provide brilliant sunshine followed by rain with matching temperatures and contrary variation on the same day. Rain and cool temperatures seemed incredibly appropriate, Romy decided, with unaccustomed cynicism, as the tram slid to a halt and disgorged several passengers before crossing the bridge spanning the Yarra River. Tall inner-city buildings of varied design rose as concrete and glass sentinels, and she alighted at the next tram stop, caught a break in traffic, and reached the pavement. The nerves in her stomach clenched into a painful ball as she crossed the next intersection and entered the marble-tiled foyer of an imposing office building. Given a choice, she'd have preferred to deal with a class filled with hormone-charged, testosterone-fueled, recalcitrant teenage students who decided to give their English teacher the hardest day on record than confront the man who held her father's fate in his hands. Of Spanish origin, New York-born, and bad boy made good, Javier de Vasquez was an electronics whiz whose skills had elevated him to one of the world's wealthiest top 500. A man reputed for his cutthroat business methods, a force to be reckoned with in the boardroom and the bedroom. As she should know, she acknowledged silently, and endeavoured to quell the icy shiver feathering the length of her spine as the past 3 years vanished in the blink of an eye, providing startlingly vivid recall of a social charity event attended by several top employees of the de Vasquez Corporation, of which her father had been one. Head of the accountancy department, André Picard had been accompanied that evening by his wife and daughter, but it had been Romy who had drawn Javier de Vasquez's attention. The news media had failed to depict the degree of electric sexual chemistry the man exuded in person. On reflection, she hadn't stood a chance. Too many years spent studying to be a schoolteacher had meant a meagre social existence, confined mainly to the company of girlfriends in the little free time she had permitted herself. To suddenly have had someone of Javier de Vasquez's caliber express a
sample complete. Ready to continue?